Hey, it's Ashley. We are hard at work on season 2 right now, which rolls out October 10th. But I wanted to check in and revisit a topic that really struck a chord from season 1. We explored the question of whether or not to have kids, given where the planet is headed. This was, and it is, a tricky question. And it's a deeply personal question that my husband and I, frankly, are struggling with right now. It took me over a year to report this episode. I talked to couples who are having kids, couples who have chosen not to have kids. We also heard from a scientist about how climate change will play out in the coming decades and what the world might be like during the lifetime of kids being born now.
The fundamental approaches to sustaining livelihood that have been relevant for centuries, whether it's agriculture or forestry or fishing, no longer work in various parts of the world. And we're seeing massive hundreds of millions of people moving around to end up in places where they can aspire to find the means of a basic livelihood.
If you haven't listened to the episode, I would recommend going back and checking it out. Because after that episode came out, we saw this amazing conversation unfold on the Terrestrial Facebook page. So we wanted to record some of your comments and share them here. First, I want to introduce you to Nathan Almgren and Mackenzie LaCroix. He's 25 from Atlanta. She's 26 from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And Nathan and Mackenzie recently got engaged.
I went on to comment on the Facebook page, basically saying that we had this conversation, which was the most difficult that we probably ever had, at least from my perspective. And it felt like in this conversation, the whole idea of having kids was just so incredibly assumed and purely based on cultural momentum, more than anything personal, from my perspective.
Nathan and Mackenzie came down on very different sides of this debate when that original episode aired. Nathan did not want to have a baby, in large part out of his concern for the environment, but Mackenzie really did.
He comes from a very analytical perspective on having kids and the effect on the environment, a lot of what the discussion was in the podcast, versus mine is very emotional.
They told us the episode sparked many more conversations on the topic. They went back and forth discussing whether or not to have children. And Mackenzie brought up the idea of having a smaller family, or maybe only one child. But Nathan was holding firm. And Nathan and Mackenzie are not alone. 33-year-old Natalia Paredes lives in Orlando, Florida. And she and her husband have been married for 2 years. They want to have kids, she says, but they have major reservations.
Sometimes just seeing the world that we're in, bringing a child into this world just doesn't seem fair. For environmental reasons, obviously, what's the point? But also to a world of uncertainty and potential wars.
And she says it's not right to pass that burden on to the next generation.
One of the things that I feel is really challenging for me, people, when I talk about what I'm thinking, is that you can teach your child to change the world, and that's when I feel that's an unfair thing to put on the next generation. Myself, I'm a late millennial, and we were supposed to be that generation, and I just feel like we got stuck in a really unfair position, and I feel like any generations after that will also be put in that position, and it's just not right.
But the urge to have kids, it's real. Some of our listeners said they do think about the environmental impact of having kids, but that they're going to raise their kids to take better care of the planet than previous generations did. Here's Alec Miller. He and his wife have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
And for me, personally, having children inspires me to make this world better. Even though I'd been a vegetarian for over a decade, it wasn't until the day that I became a father that I found a new passion and a commitment to stop this climate change from happening. I don't know if just my family and I can make a difference, but I know that it's worth trying for, and I know that it has a new importance when we do it all together.
We also heard from people who have chosen the no-kid path. Ula Reeves is 41, and she and her husband live in Asheville, North Carolina, with their 2 cats.
I have consciously chosen to not have children because of the environmental impact and threats facing our planet from climate change. I've known for a very long time, since I was in my late teens and early 20s, that we have plenty of people on this planet already, and that I do not need to add any more of them.
But maybe just adding one wouldn't be so bad. Here's Herb Bowie, another listener who shared his thoughts with us.
Great to provide space for this conversation, since it seems to be such a tough one even to talk about openly.
Herb and his wife decided to have only one child. Their son is 30 now.
We sometimes have regrets about not having had a bigger family, but all in all, it still feels like we made the right decision. There are always fears about the future for our children, no matter what the time and place. But our son has brought us so much joy that I don't see how we could have decided to forego children altogether.
Though they might have liked to have more, he says that only having one child helped balance his concerns about climate change with his personal desire to be a parent.
With our swelling human population causing increasing global devastation, having only one child seemed like the right decision for our planet. In many ways, also having only one child allowed us to invest more heavily in supporting him in terms of cost of college education and time available to spend with him. And it feels like those investments have paid great dividends for us all.
Many of you also raised the point that adopting children is another way to create a family without bringing a new human onto the planet.
My name is April from Seattle, and I wanted to give some different perspective and feedback with regard to your podcast about raising children and if that's environmentally responsible in this day and age. I decided at a really young age in high school back in the 1980s that adoption was going to be a very clear parenting plan for me. Fortunately, when I met my husband, Andrew, he agreed that that would be a really great option for us. I don't know that my desire to adopt initially stemmed out of being conscientious about the future of the Earth, but I do know that that it felt like the right thing to do. There are a lot of children already on this earth who need forever families, and so it just felt weird to think about procreating and bringing more humans onto this already really, really packed earth. So,
April Rausch has three teenagers, and she says she feels optimistic for the future.
And I like to positively believe that we are raising three great stewards who will help bring about some change and make the earth better.
So remember that couple, Nathan and Mackenzie? They're engaged. He's worried about the environment. She wants to have kids.
But I realized that what was important to me, maybe it'll be difficult. My family doesn't have the same point of view, but that having your own kids biologically doesn't have to be the only way, that the important part was the family we would build together.
And that actually led to a compromise.
We decided that adoption was what fit us the best, because we could still create a family, but we would be helping children that already need homes. And it was kind of something we both had to come to terms with, was like redefining what kids and what family meant. And I think you agree as well, right?
Oh, definitely.
After reporting this episode and hearing the overwhelming response from listeners on adoption, I'm also thinking about it in a new way. Because honestly, my husband and I had never really considered adoption before. And now we are.
I think for anyone who is, you know, going through the same conversations right now, it's never ending. Like for us, even though we've made the decision of adoption, it's kind of something that I always have this desire to want to have my own children, but I kind of have to remind myself of my reasons for choosing what we have. And having this conversation and keeping it open with Nathan helps me remember all of the reasons for creating the family that we will.
Mackenzie and Nathan, we wish you guys the best. Thanks to you and to all the other terrestrials who commented on our Facebook page and recorded your thoughts to share with us. These are hard conversations, but I think they're important conversations that more of us will be having in the years to come. And here on Terrestrial, we're committed to talking about these issues. So join our Facebook group. Just type in Terrestrial and it should pop right up. And if you're in the Seattle area, we're going to keep these conversations going in person. Join us on October 10th. We'll be at the Westland Distillery in Soto at 7 p.m. for our Season 2 launch party. It's free, kid-friendly, and there will be whiskey tasting. So head over to kuow.org/terrestrial for details. Big thank you to Augusta Chapman. She produced this episode with editing from Kristen Lepore, who leads our audience development. Terrestrial is edited by Annie Aviles. Our producer and sound designer is Jonathan Hirsch. Lila Cherneff is our fact checker. Our managing producer is Brendan Sweeney. Our theme music is by the band Tremor. Terrestrial was developed with support from the NPR Story Lab and were produced out of KUOW in Seattle. I'm Ashley Ahern. Thanks so much for listening, and we will be back in just a few short weeks with season 2.